end.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good install.
It's your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world except for the one. She knows who her black ass is. Listen, tonight is a double feature. We're talking about two things tonight. Numero uno, ladies. If a man put his hands on you once, and just one time, can you forgive him? And the second part of our double feature is, ladies, why can't you make the first move? We're 30 minutes away from a weather update. We're only seconds away from an NPR news update and a three-minute commentary. Folks, it is fight night. Let's get ready. 347-850-1272-TO. Let's get the party started right.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Boom! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Secretary of State John Kerry continues U.S. efforts to build a coalition to fight the Sunni extremist group that calls itself the Islamic State. In Cairo today, Kerry said Egypt is critical to the battle against the militants, also known as ISIS and ISIL.
Egypt has a critical role to play in publicly renouncing the ideology that ISIL disseminates.
Kerry says as many as 40 countries, including Saudi Arabia and Qatar, are behind the U.S. strategy. The U.S. Embassy in Uganda's capital, Kampala, is warning Americans to continue to shelter in place as Ugandan security forces conduct operations against a suspected terrorist cell. Al-Shabaab militants, aligned with Al-Qaeda, have been pledging revenge attacks there after U.S. airstrikes killed their leader. The United Nations warns it might cut aid to Afghanistan if its staffers are harassed or threatened. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the warning comes as protesters demonstrate outside UN headquarters in Kabul.
Demonstrators accused the UN of taking sides in Afghanistan's disputed presidential election. They chanted slogans including death to the UN. The United Nations has been overseeing the audit of all ballots cast in the June 14th election. UN workers have been accused of bias by supporters of both candidates, though backers of candidate Abdullah Abdullah have been particularly critical. They say the UN has ignored blatant fraud that tips the election in favor of opponent Ashraf Ghani. Final results are expected next week. Some Abdullah supporters are threatening to announce their own government if Ghani is declared the winner. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is defending a new federal court decision that reinstates Wisconsin's voter ID law. As Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports, civil rights groups are considering an appeal.
On Friday, a Chicago-based federal appeals court overruled a district court decision blocking a 2011 Wisconsin law requiring voters to show photo identification at the polls. GOP Governor Scott Walker says he doesn't agree with critics of voter ID laws who say they slight minority and elderly voters who may have trouble obtaining IDs.
Actually, I think that assumption is inaccurate to begin with, that it is easy to vote now in this state, but hard to cheat.
The American Civil Liberties Union and others say they're considering an appeal of Friday's ruling. Some legal experts say the Supreme Court has not been open to changing voting requirements this close to an election. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Police in Pennsylvania are still searching for a gunman or gunmen who killed a state trooper and injured another late last night. State officials say the officers were targeted in an ambush outside the rural Blooming Grove barracks during a shift change. This is NPR News.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, I want you guys to do me a favor, okay? I want you to do it right now. I want you to sit back and just reflect and be grateful for what you have right now. I want you to live in the moment right now. Enjoy this moment, because right now I'm not sure what you're doing. You could be out hanging with your friends having drinks right now. You could be, you know, sitting somewhere reading a good book, or you may be, you know, sitting at home listening to the show right now. I don't know, but I want you to take the opportunity to enjoy the moment, because just like anything else, at some point in time in your life, you're going to reflect back on these times. You're going to sit back and reminisce on what used to be. And let me tell you something. Life is good right now. So if life is good for you, I want you to sit back and just embrace it right now. Just smell the roses right now. Because let me tell you, trust me, adversity is going to knock on your door. It's going to knock on the door. There's going to be a time where you may lose your job. There's going to be a time where, you know, bills are going to become overwhelming for you. There will be a time where you will experience heartbreak in your life. There will also be a time when, who knows, you may suffer from some type of disease. You may get sick. And then you're going to sit back and say, I remember when. You know, one of the things that I think about often is when I used to be younger, I used to hang out with my guys. We would go play basketball at the gym. And then we would just go to the park and just sit on the park bench in the breeze and just enjoy the day. Now, that was 20 years ago. And I sit back and think about that. Now I'm like, wow, did I take the opportunity to enjoy the moment? And that's what you have to do with your life, folks. You have to sit back and think about the good times. Because right now, like for me, a good time for me right now is doing this show. Because I know for the next 2 hours, I am going to laugh. I'm going to be with my colleagues. We're going to giggle. We're going to have a great time. We're going to listen to some great music. And who knows what else we're going to do. So I am enjoying this moment right now. But there's going to be a time where I wish in the future that I was doing the J. Ryle Show. There's going to be a time where I wish I could be doing something that I really enjoy doing. But because either of age or because of circumstances, it's going to be a distant thing of the past. So do yourselves a favor, and do me a favor, just sit back and enjoy the moment. Now, if you're living in a very bad time, this will come to pass. But if you're living life to its fullest, sit back, enjoy yourself, and reminisce now versus having to reminisce later. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Bumblebee, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm talking for my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama.
I knew I was looking good.
Looking good and being first, baby.
My Gianni Versace blue leather suit.
Gianni Versace.
My hair was fierce.
That was kicking y'all. Oh my lord. I wanna ride Momo B. Baby, 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 baby. Hey, girl.
Hey, J. Ryle. How you doing?
I've been missing you all day, baby.
No, really?
Yeah. Hold up. Am I talking to Momo B or am I talking to Monique? Who am I speaking with right now?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
Okay. You don't know. So, okay. Well, I know something, baby.
What it is, ho, or what's up? What's up? Can a nigga get in them guns?
Yeah.
Like you ain't been cooked. Show your ass how to really catch a nigga.
Yeah.
Give me your number, and I'll call.
Yeah.
I've been waiting all day to talk to you, and you sound like you are. Should I call you? What's the chick that used to have all those different personalities? Who was that? Was that Carrie, or what movie was that? What should I call you today? I don't know, because you sound like Monique, and then you sound like Momo B. I don't know what to say about you right now.
I don't know what to say about me either.
Okay, baby, are you in jail? Do you need some money?
No.
Rebel.
No.
I'm just trying to figure, I'm trying to help you out. Okay, you're good with that. So there's no, you right now, you're not distressed by no stretch of the imagination.
No.
Okay. Do you have your favorite bottle of liquor next to you?
I refuse to answer that question.
Oh, okay, so we're getting somewhere. See, my goal is to make you smile, and I think this is going to make you smile.
It's my turn. It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining
men. For 20 minutes.
I'm going to go out. I'm going to let myself get.
Yeah. For early fall edition of Big Earl. What's happening, Big Earl?
What's up, Big J? Hey, Mama B.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Monique is on the phone tonight.
I know.
Mama,
what
are you okay? Because I so rarely hear you kind of just, you know, laid out like you are. Are you all right, darling? Okay, well, I'll take that as a possible. Am I the only one on the line now?
I'm all right.
What are you talking about, Ernest? I mean, you're here, brother. What's going on? What's wrong?
No, well, she wasn't saying anything. So I feel like Momo is down or something has happened or
she's
in a mood that it's not the Momo B I'm used to hearing. It's still Momo for me. It's always just Momo for me, but
It's not Momo B, because Momo B says that this has things to be done. Momo B, Momo
Ain't
B.
No
it's not the Momo B.
Momo B. You know, it's just like,
I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do to get her to smile. I just don't know. I don't know, Ernest.
Well, you could try by starting to put your shirt on first. That'd probably help a lot.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know shit up, Ernest. I don't know what to do.
I used to move a legal substance.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe that's
can
the reason why she's
louder? I don't think dead people could hear it.
Shut up. Maybe that's why she's maybe this will make her feel good. I don't know. I'm trying to make her feel better, like mo' better, mo' better. Maybe this will do it.
You know what? I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like this.
Oh,
you're a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the coolest brother of the ball? Is it Mr. Elliot?
Man, nah, ain't the coolest, but I'm the tightest brother of them all, brother. I'm the tightest
What is going on, Mr. L to the E to the S?
Man, I had to put carpet in my house today. And then they were supposed to put it in on Wednesday. And then lazy bastards didn't put it in on Wednesday because they should have had too much furniture.
You call him a lazy bastard?
Yeah, lazy bastard.
Yes, wow.
Oh, that's funny. They are lazy.
Because they came out, another group came out there and they did the same work they were supposed to do on Wednesday. So now I got to get the house together before all these people get here for the fight party. They just got done at 2 o'clock.
Well, Miss Elias, it's 5 now. So, I mean, your time. So that's 3 hours ago, bro. I mean.
That's 3 rooms of stuff I had to move back in, Jake. I got all my rooms upstairs.
Yeah, that's
what we're doing. Well, speaking of moving, I mean, we have a lot of people just moving, like the Jeffersons. Ernest is moving, and
I'm balls deep in boxes over here, man. I'm taking a break to talk to you brothers for a little bit.
Yeah, and to Momo B as well, if she.
It's got to be even harder for Momo because when you're trying to shove 2 or 3 rooms into a smaller space and stack things and then unstack them and get them back, I think that's tougher than putting things in boxes for me.
What's going on, Momo B?
Hey, Miss Elias.
It's Monique. It's not Momo B.
It's always going to be Momo B to me. Always going to be Momo B's in the heezy.
Well, no, she's heezy, but she's not in the heezy. Yeah, well, good luck with her. All right. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272, Saturday edition of the J. Riles Show. It is fight night, folks. So if you are doing what Mr. Elias is doing, which is having a party, we're having one as well. Going to have a fight night party. People come over to watch Floyd Mayweather get his ass whooped finally tonight. So we'll see.
You want to bet on that? You want to bet on that?
I'm not betting nothing. I don't bet on that guy anymore.
Here we go.
I can't. That guy's too good. I mean, I can't.
That's what I thought.
I'm not
going to
do it. I'm not going to do it.
Who's he fighting?
That's what I thought. Medina.
Mayweather's
going to
get his ass kicked.
He should have lost that last fight.
I don't know a lot about boxing, but I think
he was tagging that boy. Stop it. Stop.
Well, we're going to find out what's going to happen this time. We're going to find out what happened this time. All right, so look, once again, we're glad now. I want to say a very special happy anniversary to Bobby Jones, Vanessa. You know, Vanessa just lives her life all through Facebook. And everything she does, it's on Facebook. I mean, she does.
Yes,
I mean, it was a beautiful thing, though. It was a beautiful
thing. I take your word on that. She got mad at me and took me off Facebook, so.
she should have. Damn it, hell.
I actually activated my Facebook at the first of the month, so I haven't been on there anyway. Still.
You know what? I have not seen you on Facebook.
I'm going to keep this generic, and I've shared some of this with Terry in the past month or so. But a former colleague of Earnest Radio Network, things went really bad in a really weird way for about 2 or 3 days with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To the point that, I blocked them on every level. You know, thank God for email filters, you know, on Gmail, and I can block them on my cell phone. But a lot of really bad stuff happened to the point that I was looking up information on how to file a restraining order. I didn't do that, but that was my next option if things were going to continue on. So for me, I was a little tired of Facebook, so I created a dummy account to handle the pages that I run, like ERN, and I handle a couple of businesses, Facebook pages in town. And I didn't add any friends on it or anything, but I deactivated my main one, and then I used this other dummy account just to handle those things. So, you know, it was kind of a way for me to just break loose of that for a little while and get a little breather room, because it got really bad there in late August. It was pretty intense, and, I mean, I was just so angry at points. My hands were just shaking. I had never been that angry in my life, at least for quite a few years, so it was bad.
That is bad. But meanwhile, I'm getting my damn plane tickets, Mr. Elliott. You ready? Put your damn feet in the front position, like Prince said. Yeah.
Welcome aboard the spacious cabin, attractively decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free.
Yeah.
Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
Dave's belly can be used as a flotation device.
I believe I can fly.
Hi, Mr. L to the E to the S.
You got the right one, baby.
Uh-huh.
Ha, ha, what's going on, Vanessa girl?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? I'm Ernest, how are you?
I'm great, Vanessa. I'm a little tired right now because we're packing. We're moving at the end of the month. But otherwise, I'm great, darling. How are you?
I'm good. I'm at PetSmart with my puppy that I just picked up from boarding school. Mr. Elias, what are you serving tonight at your party?
Huh?
What are you serving at your party? Barbecue?
It's going to be red beans and rice. I got baked beans. I got Rotel dip, and it's going to be a shrimp, some type of shrimp deal that this young lady's husband is making, and it's going to be Popeye's chicken.
There'll be a whole lot of parting going on later. Good Lord.
No, man. You got to know how to make this stuff.
Red, I love beans and rice, man. I love making beans and rice.
Oh, but you got to smoke your beans overnight. I understand that'll stop you from being dead.
Listen, bro, I'm from Oklahoma. I know all about them beans and rice, brother. I do. I soak the beans. I pull the rotten one, or the weird ones out. And then what I do is I put them in one of them big ceramic pots, cast iron skillets, or them pots. I put it in the oven at about 400 and let it just cook in there with the lid on it for about 3 hours, and they're perfect.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that sounds like a plan right there. But you know what time it is?
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it's time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. And 10 Good Minutes where we kind of talk about things that are on our mind, that are off our topics. Now, let me ask you, Vanessa, so now, first of all, we say happy anniversary to you and Bubba Jones, Bubba Jones, Bubba Jones.
Thank you.
So now, what did you do? What did you do on your anniversary? And I'm going to tell you something Mr. Elias said after you tell me. I'm going to tell you.
Bobby surprised me. They don't know what I'm talking about, Jay, but he took me to Posada for a night, and then he took me to Delta Downs on another night, and he had the buffets and stuff lined up for us to eat, and he announced everywhere that it was our 32nd anniversary. So you know what? For him to do it was just really, really nice. So, y'all, this is what I did. So I put on this new BB outfit with the BB and the rhinestones. Y'all saw in the picture, and I laid out two or three wigs. And I said, I mean, which one of these wigs you want me to put on for your anniversary? And y'all can see what he picked, don't you?
Oh, those are wigs? I thought that was your
hair.
Those
are wigs. No.
Oh, damn.
Hey, Vanessa, what day was your anniversary?
September 11th.
Okay, so that means that foreplay started on the evening of the 9th or the 10th then?
It did, because that's when the surprise came in.
Because foreplay starts the day before. We know this.
Right. So September the 10th is when he said, Vanessa, this is what we're going to do for our anniversary. So once you tell me where you're going to take me, and I love the casino, and I love buffets like that, please. Yeah, that was the foreplay, Ernest, and it worked.
I believe it.
Oh, damn. So now let me tell you what Miss Elias said.
What'd he say?
Because this is right along those lines. We were looking at pictures of you smiling and grinning, and he said, boy, Bobby Jones for the 10 of the ass up. He said, Bobby Jones is back in the background grinning like, yeah. He's going to be on his pocket.
He rented a mobile home, Jay, that we like to do during the holidays or during the summer. He rented a mobile home with a living room, dining room, and a patio and stuff. And we like to go there.
Big old
bed
in the back. Yeah, I know. I know y'all did. Y'all enjoyed the hell out of each other for the past 3 or 4 days.
I bet he slayed that thing. I bet he just slayed it.
He did. He took his Viagra, and he was
sliced
ready to go.
He's like a hunk of cheese, man. Just slice it up.
He took his Viagra.
Y'all, I wish he had to take some, but unfortunately, this man ain't got to take it yet.
Oh, Bobby Jones needs Viagra. Okay, baby. Ain't that wrong with it, girl?
Yeah, if I tell you that vitamin D, 2,000 milligrams of vitamin D will help you blow them out.
Bobby Jones said, don't let the gray hair fool you, baby. Don't let the gray hair fool you. I can roll with some of you youngins. Leave me the hell alone up in this piece. Yeah. Well, that's good. We're glad. We knew that something was going down.
Well, thank y'all for sending me out the blessings,
because
32 years is a hard
heel
to hold, so thank y'all.
It ain't hard when you got Bobby Jones.
I ain't never done that for
32
years.
So, Ernest, you posted pictures. Huh? Yes.
You live in Houston, so I know you've heard of Man's Best Friend.
Oh, yes.
So Caramel, my lab pit puppy, has been boarded at Man's Best Friend for 2 weeks.
Mr. Bougie, yes.
Yes. Lord Jesus.
Yes, you are. Only black person I know since the dog to training, but go ahead. We're listening.
I must not be the only person, baby, because I had to make a reservation to give her, to even get her in there. I'm going to
yeah, but there were white people there. It was white folks, not us. But good, keep going. Yeah, so you took your dog to Man's Best Friend and what?
Shut up, Jay.
Well, it's the truth. That's why
anyway,
you laugh.
I picked up the dog, and she got a little spot on her paw, and I was supposed to be at a church event with God, and I'm up here test mark with the dog being checked at the doctor's office and talking to y'all on the phone. Because I'm sure my husband is not happy.
After all that money spent, you're going to act like this 2 days after the anniversary. What the hell is wrong with you?
Look, you only hold the phone with one hand. You got the other hand free. Get him next to you on the couch and get busy.
No, actually, I'm coming your way. I'll be in New York tomorrow.
Get at it, girl.
Oh, you'll be in New York tomorrow, huh?
I'll be in New York tomorrow.
Where are you going to be in New York?
I'm flying into LaGuardia. The look and see on my trip sheet.
Oh, hell, they're nowhere close to me.
Oh, my God.
So now, Ernest, you are moving.
Sir.
So you have moved, right? You sent pictures of your new house, your
new
home.
No, I haven't sent pictures of the new house. We're not there yet. I took a couple of pictures
because
we went to look at the new kitchen, and I was trying to get a picture of the living area. That's probably what you saw. But, no, we don't move till 2 weeks from today. We moved the 27th. We've hired movers. We are packing everything. We're just falls deep in boxes over here. But we're getting it done, and it'll be nice because we've hired these movers to – you know, do stuff. So that takes a lot of stress off of it. You know, we have a lot of stuff in a big town home, and if we can just get it boxed up and let somebody else move it, then more power to them.
Well, but I saw the living room. That was that the living room area? That was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was a weird picture because I was trying to take a panoramic, so it looked a little disoriented. But yeah, it's a big area. There's kind of an area off to the side that we're going to put the jukebox and make another sitting area. But it's all hardwood. We're getting a whole new kitchen. The kitchen looked like it was made in the 40s, you know, with that real thin wood for cabinets, and they're a little higher, and they ripped all of that out. We're getting new cabinets, new countertops, appliances. We're getting a new bathroom. So there's a whole separate dining area. So there's pluses and minuses to it. It doesn't have laundry facility in the apartment like we do here. So, but they're on the property. So that's a little bit of a fallback for me. But, you know, you take what you can get. And we're saving $550 in rent, so that's a huge plus as well.
Yeah, I could drag my dirty clothes down the stairs for $500 and something.
That's
dollars.
What I'm saying.
Wow.
Well, and we're on the ground
Sorry,
floor.
Did you get the place for free?
I got it.
You need to get everything else for free.
Okay.
I just want to be at that place for free.
Let me tell you something, brother. It's funny you mention that because by Black Friday, that's what I'm shooting for because there's always sales on even online on Black Friday. I'm going to have me a brand-new MacBook Air, and I ain't going to pay a dime for it. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I've been earning Amazon gift cards. I have $420 on my Amazon account. A new MacBook is about $1,200. So I'm a third of the way there, at least.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway,
don't
you know,
hate
we
don't
know
hate
learning.
The game. Hey, don't hate it. It's a beautiful thing. Every night I go to bed,
I'm
like, I think about all y'all paying for stuff. Hey, how you doing? I'm sleeping.
I wish that I was in that same situation. I wish I could give me some free stuff, but you know, hey, you only keep it a secret
Terry
for your damn self.
I got Terry
on
board with that too. I got Terry on board. She's starting to earn a few free things when she has time.
Oh, really?
So
you hook her up, but you don't hook us up. Thank you, Ernest.
Well,
you're
you know,
a swell
you've been at transcontinental flying and pretending like you're getting a heifer every other night, so you ain't got time to do it. I ain't going to talk to you about nothing.
Not homeboys. I know. I don't pretend to do nothing, baby.
It's so easy to get a rile up out of you, man. It's so damn
easy. Not easy. It ain't easy being cheesy.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ernest, here's the other question before 10 good minutes, because I know you're cutting out after 10 good minutes. Question for you is, when is your expected return date to the TGRS radio network?
Well, I think as soon as we get in there and settle that I'm going to come back to it. I was going to come back this month, but then when we realized that the first of the month we had signed a lease and we were going to start hunkering down for that, I'm like, you know what, I'll just wait another month and come back. So probably in October, and I'm kind of happy about it on two levels because We're going to have 100 times better internet there than we do here. So just hopefully the flow of things and, you know, uploading shows and being able to work that switchboard is going to be – I've had so much problem with it on this crappy internet DSL that we have here. And we're going to have Verizon Fios at the new place. So that much I'm looking forward to. So I am anxious to get back on the air, and hopefully maybe the first or second weekend in October I'm going to jump back on board with it.
All right. Good, man.
Yeah.
Well, we can't wait.
I miss you guys. I love all of you, and I miss hanging out with you. And, you know, you made me a better radio show host, and I don't want to miss out on that anymore. So I'll be back soon.
Make it the second weekend, Ernest.
You want to just push it to the third, Les, or is there something going on?
No, I'm at homecoming that weekend. That's why I'm saying, you know, you could come back and, you know, the show.
Oh, you're not going to be on the show that weekend?
No, I'll be in Terre Haute, Indiana at homecoming that weekend.
Well,
that's
I always
what I'm saying.
Try to
make
call
it
in when you're not here, so.
Yeah.
I don't say that viciously because there was one weekend that... Jay, who it was, Rin's sister. Her connection was the worst it had ever been. And I thought, let me just listen. I didn't plan on calling in. I was just going to listen. And I was listening to 30 seconds, and I'm like, oh, he needs some help. So I got on the phone and stayed around
horrible.
For a little while.
Oh, that was horrible.
It's so bad. It's terrible she's got that connection. But, you know, what can you do? So.
Yeah,
the second weekend would be a lot
better.
Like
better
like
internet
connection. I'm in Terre Haute.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, even
all
if ERN is not officially on, Les, I'll at least show up and help fill some space while you're enjoying the homecoming or whatever it was.
We'll need two of you to fill that space. All right. Well, Ern, man, be careful, brother. We can't wait for you to come back, Big Daddy.
Well, I can't wait to come back. I love all you guys, and I miss hanging out with you on Saturdays, and I'm anxious to get back into the groove of things because there's still some new things that Miss Terry and I have kind of discussed doing. So, you know, ERN's really going to – hopefully come back in a new and different way in October. So, you know, stay tuned for that.
We can't wait. All right, look, folks, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. If you are in the Chicagoland area and you need a DJ, I'm telling you, for homecomings, for class reunions, for weddings, he's your guy. You can hit him up at www.hitthemusic.com, and I think he still does this. He used to put a new mix up every month. I'm not sure. I'll check with him. And you can download the mix and have it for your own person. You can hook him up on Twitter. You can check him out on Facebook, or you can call him at 334-538-5739, 334-538-5739. On the other side, it's a double feature Saturday, two QODs, plus I'm going to tell you guys about this new gadget I bought, Mr. Elias. It's pretty cool. I'll tell you about it. All that and more. It's time for a weather break and the old school Get Hype song. Hopefully it will get Momo B hype because this is one of her favorites. You're listening to the J. Ryle Show on a Saturday. We'll be right back after this.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
UrbanMultiTrucks.com.
Hurricane Odile intensified early Saturday morning into a Category 1 hurricane, and it continued to track slowly northwest and will continue to produce torrential downpours across western portions of Mexico, including Baja California as well. So we're going to continue to keep an eye out on this hurricane, and you can visit AccuWeather.com for the latest details. Bringing it back home here in the States, well, there's not much as far as weather going on. In fact, most of the nation is enjoying a dry Saturday, but folks over in New England, well, we have just a not even heavy rain, moderate rain, I should say, moving through the area. That's going to continue to move offshore, make its way into the Boston area, maybe in the next several minutes, but we are dealing with cooler conditions. Take a look at what's going on across the Northeast on this Saturday. It's only feeling like it is 49 degrees across Syracuse, 48 in Burlington. Meanwhile, in the nation capital, only in the lower 60s, so we're anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees below average. A little further west, we're still dealing with plenty of moisture in place across southeast Texas, and that's going to be the case through tomorrow as well. I'm Larissa Abreu.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to the J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
For the old school Get Hype song, dog.
together, cause I've liked many ladies in my day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little thing you do that means so much. It's the kiss you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky. I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as a stone cold ladies man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in Jalil. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the door, two people share one common core. When I say one love, you can trust me, cause never have I been so lucky.
One love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. Just one love.
Now the love I used to have just left me cold. I used to buy her everything from diamonds to gold. At first I thought she'd left me cause I didn't buy her enough. But then she left me a note along with all my stuff. Said maybe one of these days you'll have to learn that love is something that you gotta earn. And once you earn it, got to know how to keep it. You got to want it as well as you need it. To have lost love was a hurting lesson, but to have had love was a definite blessing. Now I know what the Beatles was thinking of when they said that money can't buy me love.
When you say it all slow, what do you mean? I just went through the exact same thing. Mine was lost for a whole different reason. I lost my love because of cheating. Started roaming through the streets all day and night. I guess greedy best describes such an appetite. I wish I had a bat, but it remains a wish. I guess a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. I'd like to thank you, girl, for teaching me love. Because all in all, I had a ball. I guess it's better to have loved and to have lost than never had loved at all. One love. You're lucky just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love.
We'll break it down. This is all about the love that we lost and found. About the love we missed and the love we shed. About the love that just up and disappeared. About who is for real and who is fake. So you can learn from our mistakes. Cause it was already written, done and said. So you can stay two steps ahead. And for the love which you give. And for the one we live. And for the vibrant letter.
One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just
one. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
You can't have my cornbread, that's for damn sure. Cause if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree gonna begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth, that's for damn sure. Cause I'm from New York City, nobody take no cornbread from me. And that goes for you and any other you motherfucking farmers wanna try some shit. You fuck around with me, there's gonna be consequences and repercussions.
What did you say, nigga?
Don't speak English.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I used to move illegal substance on the street.
You got my 40, homie.
I thought you had $200.
I do. But I want to spend Red's money.
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area.
347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle showing a beautiful Saturday, guys. Fight night Saturday. Big fight tonight. Hope you guys are having a fight party. And if you have us on listening while the fight party is being prepared, what's up, what's up, what's up? Hanging out with my boy, Mr. Elias, who's trying to get ready for his own fight night party. What's up, boy? Hey, it ain't Floyd Mayweather. My boy in the house.
Yeah, the fight. You will.
Yeah, whatever. All right. My girl Momo Beezy is in the heezy. Momo B, baby. All right, now, come on now. Come on, Momo.
You know that's my jam. I was actually listening to that song last night. So it's funny that you played it because it didn't make me happy over here. That's my song. So I was up dancing around and twirling and stuff.
Okay, you were twirling.
You said
she was twirling. Like
yeah,
a ballerina. Twirl, baby, twirl.
You did good with that one. I appreciate it.
All right,
I
girl.
Really
yeah, one love. Yeah, with the little hat on. You know, I wanted one of those hats. I could never find one of those hats big enough to fit my big-ass head. But I like
exactly.
That hat, though. That was cool ass. Hold on. Hold on. I didn't need you to with the fact that it was just too big for my head. Oh, you mean looking for the hat. Okay, I got you. I thought you would say, yeah, you big head bastard. Thank you, man.
Yeah,
they don't make
those hats in sizes like that. You see how he got like a little peanut head, so it worked good with him, but your head is way bigger than the peanut.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. We get it. Thank you very much. Okay, Vanessa, with your old bougie ass, I took my dog to the trainers today. He's been in boarding school. People don't even send their damn kids to damn boarding school, but you sending your damn dogs. Hello, anniversary girl. Do you know what today is? Hello, Vanessa.
It's your anniversary.
I'll sing it, baby. Tonight. Sing the first verse, Momo, because I know you know it. Go ahead and sing it, girl. What's the first verse?
I don't know. You started. What?
Oh, damn.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. Momo B is off. My whole world is like off its axis. That's what Momo B's problem.
Well, talk to us. Why is
my
that, baby?
My world is not on the axis. I mean, I got to say this quick. I got to say it quick. I can't think about it and say it because it's not going to be well. But
okay.
you know how my friend he lost his daughter. So I'm gonna tell you something about Momo B. I'm a good friend. I do.
Yes.
If you guys, I consider y'all my family. And if
yep.
we live in the same area, you know we would be hanging out all the time. You know that's what would be
lying.
Going on. We would
still no booties and everything.
All the time.
I'm sorry.
So me, I'm
yes,
the type of person that my squad, I'm just a problem fixer. I fix people's problems. If you mad, you got a problem with somebody, call Momo B. If you happy and you want to go out and turn up and party, call Momo B. I'm the solution to everybody's problem. But I don't do sad. I don't do sad and I don't do death very well. So it bothers me. So that's why I'm bothered. I am so bothered. And I don't know if it's going to get better. I can't see it because you know that's hard. It's hard for somebody to lose a child. I've never had a friend that lost their child before, so this is all new to me too. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Well, let me say this: I lost twins before, and you know, and I think about how everybody treated me. I think for me, it was best for people to act normal. They didn't really give me a pity party. Of course, they gave me their condolences and things of that nature. And there were times where I had to, you know, cry. I mean, I really had to cry. Mr. Elias knows this. So, but I think what really healed me was that I had to, people just acted normal around me. Now, I'm not going to make the comparison because they died at birth. Right, so it wasn't a situation where I had them for a long period of time, but I think the fact that the way they passed was how it affected me. And even though I didn't spend any time with them, I mean, the first one died immediately at birth. And then the other one, they were girls, and the other one was born, and they were born, you know, back in the day, they were born at 6 months. Now kids are born at that you know, that time frame, and they make it. But, you know, back then, you know, technology just hadn't caught up. And so the little one, she fought. She fought hard. She fought for hours. You know, she had tubes in her and stuff like that. And, you know, I go to the baby thing and look at her, and, you know, she tried to open her little eye, and it was just one of those situations. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, they knocked on the door, and they said, hey, they said, she's not going to make it. And so, you know, they said, you know, she's fighting real hard, she's struggling. So, you know, my wife at the time said, well, she said, I want to hold my baby without these wires in her. And so when they took the wires off and she held the baby, you know, just kind of looked at her and just thanked her for just, you know, blessing us to be first-time parents. And, you know, she kind of looked up, and then she just, and then she was gone, you know. And so it was tough because, you know, the baby died right there, you know. And I never, you know, so the thing is, what we did was we named the first child after that. We took the middle names of the twins, and we named the oldest daughter. And it's tough. It really and truly is. It's a tough thing. So I don't wish that on any parent, especially, you know, if the kid was, you know, at the age that that they passed. It's tough. And so I guess the only thing I would say to you is just kind of be yourself. You know, be yourself. I think that in the long run, she would appreciate it, because I know I did. You know, I know I did. And you know, that's the best piece of advice I can give you, I think, you know?
Yeah, I know. I am being myself. But it's,
yeah.
I can't imagine it.
Yep.
I can't imagine. I would be different.
You'd be devastated.
Like, I'm the type that I wouldn't want to be, I couldn't be bothered with nobody. That's what I would do. I would just be by myself.
Yeah. And that's the first thing you want to do. And I think there is some validation to that. You have to be by yourself, you know, because you have to have time to be able to grieve in your own personal way. And I think that's where people, you know, don't try to come back too fast. And I think folks have to allow you to do that. But I also think that if you are a friend, you also have to reach in and you have to step up to the plate. And you're going to have to at least at some point try to get them out that funk, because what you don't want is a friend going into depression, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, it's a delicate balance. It's tough. I wouldn't wish that on anyone, trying to figure out a way to balance that. But it was a tough time for us. But my friends got me through. And, you know, and I thank God for them every day. That's why I tell people, you know, the thing is that family doesn't necessarily have to be blood related, you know.
Right.
Family could be someone who's going to be there for you in your turbulent times. I know that if something happens, I already know where I can call. There's no doubt in my mind. You know what I'm saying? And the bottom line is that person is not related to me through blood at all, but that person is closer to me than any one of my blood relatives. So.
Right.
Hey, Rob Smoove, pick up the phone and answer.
Nah, man, that clown ain't gonna pick up no damn phone. I wouldn't call that fool I wouldn't call him if I was on my way to jail. That's the last Negro I'd call.
I knew Mr. Elias was gonna say something smart, because I would have did the same thing if he was referring to me.
You know what I'm saying?
I just wanted to say, for hi.
Yeah.
What?
What's up, Rich Sister?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
What's going on? We're having a bonding moment right now. It's family time.
Yeah,
you know, we're community radio, so it's family time.
Yeah, and my condolences about the situation on the beach.
What did you say?
Oh, no, you got to put it close to your mouth, girl.
She said okay. Don't look about her, about your situation.
I was just saying my...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
I didn't hear
that. That was very helpful. That was good advice, sister. That's good advice.
But, you know, okay. I just want to say one more thing.
Yes.
I know everybody deals with stuff differently, but it bothers me when I see people, like on Facebook, people that's actually related to the family.
Mm-hmm.
They post in pictures having fun, and I'm like, why would you do that? I would be so upset if something like that happened to me and my sister was up there at the beach. You know, everybody just seems so, I don't understand. I don't know. I just don't like it.
You know, everyone who knows me personally knows that my grandmother was the light of my life. And I remember when she passed, and I was devastated. I mean, I was devastated. And I used to pray when I was smaller that, you know, I said, God, please take my grandmother when I'm at an age. The age I always put out there was, let me be 21 when my grandmother died. Because back then I'm thinking, okay, I'm 21, I'm mature. You know, as a young kid, you think that 21 is it, you know. So if she died, let me be at least 21. Well, my grandmother died when I was 28. And I was devastated. And when I tell you, Momo B, I was devastated. I was on borderline of depression, because my grandmother meant the world to me. And I remember going to the funeral, and it was tough. It was tough. It was tough. So afterwards, you know what we do as African-American families? We get together, and, you know, we kind of laugh and talk, and we go to the house. And I tell you, I wasn't having any of that. I mean, I mean, my mother had to really come grab me, because I was... You know, and I just stood up in the middle of the whole thing and said, you know, my grandmother is dead. Y'all have the audacity to be laughing and joking while my grandmother is dead. I was gone. And, you know, it was tough for me, because I can't see how people can be jovial after, you know what I'm saying? It was just tough for me, and it was hard. It was a hard transition for me. And to this day, I have not gone to her gravesite, because I can't handle it. I can't handle it. Even at this age, I can't do it. What you say, Mr. Elias?
People handle things differently, man. Like when my brother Sam passed away, we were eulogizing him, all the brothers, and we were telling funny stories about him, and we had people laughing. And it got an insight to who our brother actually was, man. So different people handle things. And you know, some, I still suffer from depression from the loss of my brother, but I still have those memories that sometimes when I'm riding along and I see something, and I just chuckle. Like if I see a porno movie or something like that, I know that's what my brother always watches, porno. So I was just...
You ain't lying.
I cracked up. He had over 400-some porno movies. So I would just crack up and laugh. I've seen them. So, I mean, it's just, I mean, different people handle things differently, man. That's how some people grieve differently.
Right. Yeah. I understand that. You know, I'm a grown woman. I've been to a lot of funerals, and I understand that.
Yeah.
My thing is, this was a child. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't see nothing happy about it.
Yeah.
Even if I wanted to laugh at something, I just couldn't laugh. Because it's just not funny.
I know. It's not funny. And it's tough. And especially if it's a dear friend, you know, it has an effect on you as well. Because of the fact that, you know, I made this comment last week when you weren't here. I said, you know, it's tough for a person that's a best friend or a very close friend, because, you know, more than likely you had a relationship with that child as well. And it's always tough. You know, I tell you, death is a part of life, but it's just something that you just don't want to deal with, and especially if it's a child. I pray every day that I die before any of my children. I could never. I don't see how parents do it. I mean, I can't do it. I would be. Yeah, I can't. I don't know how you can do it. I just could not do it. I would be just, if that happened to me, I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, life as I know it would never be the same. And it would be tough.
I'm not going to work. My work days will be over. Ain't no more working for me. I'm not going to work. I'm not doing nothing. I can't.
Yeah.
So my job would be fired because they're like, she ain't showed up here in a month. So I don't know what she thinks this is, but she ain't got no job. So that I know that's going to be a wrap. That's going to be a wrap.
Right.
But y'all already know. And I tell them before they tell me, I ain't coming back.
They probably say, well,
so
damn, that's good. They like she working while she here. Hell, we can say that damn salary. We hate to see
I
you go, Momo.
I beg your pardon. I am a very hard worker. Thank you very much. All my employees like me until I put my hands on people.
Hey, see ya. Hey, we'd hate to see you go. They be packing up her boxes. Really? You have to go? Oh.
Shut up, Jay. Oh, man.
No. Well, listen, we pray for the family. And please pass our condolences on to them. And anyone else who may be listening to this show who has gone through some turbulent times, because we know we've heard from you. It's tough. And, you know, we just want to provide just a refuge for you to come to. Because the best thing, the best way to get over something is to return to some normalcy, right? You have to kind of get back into the routine. It was tough for me because I was like, I got to go back to work. Now, I was in the military when it happened with my babies. And so, you know, you can only be gone so long. But, you know, thank goodness people there were very understanding. And I was also in the military when my grandmother passed. And once again, very understanding because they knew how much she meant to me. So, you know, we just pray for people who are going through those things, and we just ask that God gives them strength because they're going to need it. And, you know, I asked a question a couple of weeks ago, you know, is it right to question God? And, you know, and everyone here said, yeah. I mean, I've questioned him before, asking, you know, how can someone as innocent as a child lose their lives? But then you have these thug-ass people running around here committing all kind of crime, and they getting away with murder.
Right.
You know, but it's like, hey, there's a plan in place. So I guess you just don't question the plan. Yeah. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We have a double feature Saturday. We'll take a break, compose ourselves a little bit, think about those who have lost loved ones. And we'll be back. It's the J. Ryle Show. It's the Saturday edition, 347-850-1276.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Get you some Z's. I know you crazy and delusional right now. You know what you're saying. I'm talking about some 5 minutes. You don't got me mixed up with some of them England brothers. We U.S. of A, baby. Red, white, and blue. Get it right. It's America, Jack. Living in America. I feel good. Miss Elias, man. Look, man, it's time to go. Y'all will see you in the later. Miss Elias, man, can we shut this thing down, man?
You tired. Let's talk. Look at you.
Let's talk. Yeah, you got your stuff.
Look here. Look here. Let me tell you something. Look. I know you all hot and bothered, and you wanted to keep going. This ain't 1-800 sex lips. We ain't standing on the damn line for your ass. I done got naked. I'm trying to get out the phone. I done got naked. I done got comfortable. Put your damn clothes back on. This ain't no free sex line. Why y'all hanging out so fast? Put your damn clothes on. Jump your ass in the shower. This ain't 1-800 hot lips.
Rewind.
It was a Monday afternoon we first met. It was a day I'm sure I'll never forget. She had a smile that Mona Lisa could not touch. She was looking over my way. I had to introduce myself. Didn't want nobody else. She's not something you see every day. Got close to me.
I didn't have nothing to lose. She was so surprised when I walked up to her and said, hello, hello, girl, what's your name? I was thinking maybe we do dinner in a movie. Girl, don't say no if you feel the same. I was thinking maybe we do dinner in a movie. As I stood there hoping she would tell me yes, I was already thinking where I'd take her next. Yeah, making reservations inside my head for the night that she would never forget. So glad I introduced myself, didn't want nobody else. She's not something you see every day. Got close and full of sweet perfume. I didn't have nothing to lose. She was so surprised when I walked up to her and said, hello, hello, girl, what's your name? I was thinking maybe we could get up in a movie. Girl, don't say no if you feel the same. I was thinking maybe we could get up in a movie. Cause you're so amazing to me, girl. I need to have in my world, no second best for me won't do. That's why I just got to be with you. Hello, hello, hello. Girl, what's your name? I was thinking maybe we could get up and move. Oh, hello, girl, don't say no if you feel the same.
Don't say no. How about dinner and a movie? Don't say no. Hello. Hello.
I was thinking maybe we could get up in a movie.
Take it from the top.
One, two. I ain't scared of you, mother. I'm gonna tell you something to the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed.
One, two.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark. Kick it!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Show me the money.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
Show me the money.
It is Saturday.
It is Saturday, folks. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Fight night Saturday. Glad you guys are in the house. Hanging with some of the very best people. You know what? There's no place I'd rather be right now to be amongst the
sure.
people. My family. Mm. Love them to death. My boy Mr. Elias is in the house. What's up, dog?
Who you with?
With you, Big Daddy. As always, of course, my baby Momo BZ and Heezy. Hey, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Jay. Hanging in there.
Hang on in there, baby. You can hang on to me, girl. Come on over to my place.
A lot to hang on there. A lot to hang on there.
Yes. Hey, shut up, Miss Elias. Nobody's talking to you. My girl, Vanessa V. What's up, Vanessa May?
Hello, hello. Hi, Mama Baby. Hugs and kisses from me.
Good girl.
That wig. I thought that was your damn hair. I was like, damn, Vanessa looking good. Her hair fried all over the damn place. Of course, hair in your damn hair.
That was a fox wig.
I know, it was looking good, too. You didn't tell us what else he wanted you to put on, though. He said he wants you to put the wigs on. You didn't tell us about the panties, the crotchless panties he wanted you to wear, too.
I didn't bring that up.
Oh, all righty. Oh, damn.
See, yeah, she asked your question, didn't she, Big Daddy?
Okay,
I didn't want the lines and showing them BB pants I had on. Hello.
Oh, okay, all right, thank you. Woo, it's like my mama talking to me now. Thank you very much, Vanessa. Stop this. Could you imagine your mama talking about, yeah, I ain't had no trials in all
that.
No, I
can't imagine that. No, hell no. I can't imagine
even
that.
Stop. All right.
I'm trying to imagine that.
What's up? Mama used to get fired. My mama used to be fired up. I bet you my kids, man, knew half the stuff I knew. They're like, damn, what? You did what, Daddy? Oh, you nasty bastard. Hey, that's how you got here. The question of the day. Oh, man. So we have a double header tonight, folks. Double feature. First up, first question on the table is, ladies, if a man put his hands on you once, just one time, could you forgive him and continue to rock and roll? Not the fact that he just keep punching you like he Ali. I'm saying that, hey, one time he slipped and said, Paya, I gave you a strong pimp head slap. Would you forgive him and keep the relationship moving? That's it. 347-850-1272 to QOD, the first QOD on this double feature Saturday. If he put his hands on you one time, would you forgive him? And I guess I should ask this question to the person who puts their hands on men first. Let's just start with you. Let's just start with your ass. Is you, you know, you in the business of kicking men's ass? Let me ask you that question.
Yes.
Yeah, I know you are.
I have a problem. Yes.
We know.
I'll be the first one to admit it.
And your man will too.
Yeah, with that being said, if I got a problem, I don't need to be in a relationship with somebody else who got a problem. So we can't be two problematic motherfuckers together. It ain't gonna work.
Wait a minute. Miss Elliott, she said that she is an abuser.
I didn't say that. I didn't say
you have a problem.
Abuser. Well, I'm not defending it. I'm not going to defend my actions because it's not right. I understand that. And if I defend my actions, then I can't really talk about anybody else who do the same thing. So I'm not defending it. Like I said, I know. Let me just answer the question. How about that?
Yes.
I don't know how the spotlight is on me.
I had to slap a couple of men around. I had to slap some bitches around. Damn it. Sometimes they get out of control. You got to whoop that ass. We didn't ask you for your opinion. You're right. Sometimes you got to tap a man on his ass. Get his ass straight.
To answer the question, no, I couldn't be in a relationship with a person who results to bodily injury. That I can't.
So you couldn't be in a relationship with yourself.
We are not compatible. We are not. What are you trying to say?
What if he was defending himself against your ass?
Jay, I've been in a relationship with myself for years, so what are you talking
about?
Because
you can't get rid of yourself, that's why.
So, Mama, but you just saying what you're saying. You can't be on a rescue with a man and hit you back, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's it.
I can.
What?
What are you talking about? No.
I agree with you. That's me to you.
I can't do it. It doesn't make no sense. What sense does that make?
I know.
We just
one abuser per relationship. And you wear those pants. I'm gonna see. Talking about some ice. Look, I believe in slapping a hoe. I'm gonna be.
What?
Hey, you believe in slapping a hoe, huh? The hoe is the man. Slap a hoe.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you this. I have a friend who's a lesbian. And so she rocks the girls. And when they tell you,
I'm a lesbian, no more baby.
No, listen. When they talk, it's crazy to me. It's so crazy because I'm like, they fighting like they just out in the street. They just fighting each other. One hit. It's like back and forth. It's like a ping pong. I'm like, I don't understand how y'all live like this. Because it would never be an end for me. If I was in a relationship with somebody who I hit them, they hit me back, when do you sleep? Because somebody got to get the last hit, and it better be me, because otherwise, we don't want to keep on going. I understand. But she said, no, it's not like that. We just hit each other until we finish. I'm like, what? What does that mean? I don't understand that. And I could, that's why I couldn't be in a relationship with a girl, because that's what y'all do. Y'all got to scrap, because y'all both women. So when does it stop? I was so confused about that. I never seen that before. So I was confused watching the whole thing unfold.
Yeah, somebody raised up your show ass.
And you like, don't know who to jump it for because, wait a minute. Turn around, they turn around and jump your butt. And you'd be like, oh, shoot. What am I? You
Well, I knew you had some Indian in you. You know, I knew it. I knew you had some Indian in you. Say, what kind of Indian guy? I remember, I'm from the Slap-A-Hole tribe.
Slap-A-Hole.
You stupid. Slap-A-Hole. I'm a
Slap-A-Hole. I don't condone physical violence.
Unless it's coming from you.
No, I don't condone it. Condoning is when you think it's acceptable. I don't think it's acceptable. Even
I know what condone means.
I don't think it's acceptable. I'm just saying, I don't think it's right.
So why do you
do
it then?
Believe.
So why you hit a man?
Because
why you hit a man?
I got anger management issues.
Thank you, Momo B.
I'm just saying.
At least
but
you
I changed
admitted.
Now. That was the old Momo B. The new Momo B don't do that no more. I ain't got no time for that. I ain't got no time for nothing like that. No, I don't. And I got a daughter watching my every move. So I got to think first before I act.
No, okay,
when I was
that's
doing
good.
All that, when I was doing all that, she wasn't even born. All that stuff that you heard Momo B do to men, she wasn't even born. Well, no.
Thank
Let me
God.
Take that back. I'm going to retract that statement.
Yeah, I thought so, because one of them, I thought she was kicking her father's ass. Yeah, hello. Yeah. Hey, you want to come again?
No. Well, yeah, I'm going to be quiet now.
Yeah, because you incriminate yourself. I ran his ass over. He goes running down the street going to his mama's house. My damn car.
That was before she was born. We got two children together, remember? And we got two.
Oh, okay.
And that was before she was born.
I stabbed him in the shoulder with a fork. He got hit.
That
boy didn't look me.
That was before she was born. And when I hit him with the iron, that was before she was born.
That joke
in the
scene, all the kitchen appliances.
when he got this stitch in his forehead, that was before she was born. So a lot of things I did before she was born, I leveled out when I had her. Because she's my girl. And I can't be acting crazy and trying to raise a girl. Please. I got to show her something.
You want to be around, too, for that, because your ass can't be thrown in jail. You keep that mess up. You know what, man? This guy called. I was listening to this radio show, Miss Elias, and this guy called in and said that he was an abused dude. And he said his wife used to kick his ass. And he said he was an abused dude. I said, first of all, ain't no way on God's green earth am I going to call into a radio station and tell people that I got my ass whooped by a female. It'll never happen. What happened to you?
Well.
Man, I ran into a dome. Man, I failed. Something. Ain't no damn way. And he was like, yeah, I was an abused guy. And so the radio host was like, hey, man, thanks for sharing. You could tell he wanted to bust out laughing like, damn. Ain't no damn way.
But you know what? You know what? When people do that, they call into like, they call into radio shows because you don't know them. So he's just looking for help, but he called into a show.
Well, he calls that show all the time, though.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. I don't give a damn. Yeah, I would never.
You'd be embarrassed?
Hell yeah. First of all, it never happened.
But isn't admitting it is the first thing to healing over it?
I don't know. Hey, not no dude. You don't call it to
no
stages to myself. I'm abused. Huh?
Jay, you,
are you nuts?
Talking like that. If you keep talking like that, the men that's listening that's being abused, that's why they be quiet. They shouldn't have to be quiet. They should say something.
Don't be listening to me. I'm a bad example. Let me change that. All right,
that's
so all the fellas out there, guys, listen to me. I'm going to be very serious right now. If you are in an abusive relationship, guys,
mm-hmm.
if your woman is sticking her foot
you're the victim.
All up in her asses, in your ass, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to take your damn right hand and ball up your damn fist and hit her ass back and stop being
a
bitch.
Not, that's not what they need to do. That's not what they need to do.
Your
I can't
punk ass.
Believe you said that.
Go put a skirt on. Oh, man. You weak bastard.
Oh, shit.
Well, okay, you tell
them
that. Okay, all right, I'm sorry. I messed up. Okay, you tell
this is Miss Elias. This is Miss Elias.
Okay.
That
yes,
advice
yes.
Jay just gave you, land your ass straight in jail. So take Jay's advice if you want to go to jail. Y'all be like, click, where y'all taking me? Where y'all taking me? No. Fellas, if your woman hits you, run.
You ain't coming to bail you
run
out.
Run and tell some. Run and if she has, again, if you got bruises on your body, go to the police and report her ass. Do not put your hands on a woman, fellas. I'm telling you. I don't care what nobody tell you.
It ain't
you're going to jail. You're going to jail.
You're going to have some big-ass calves. They're going to call you damn Ben Johnson with your running fine ass.
You call me Chicken George. You call me Chicken George, father, because I'm running.
That's what I'm going to call your chicken ass. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Let me tell
you
right now.
To.
Let me tell you what you don't do. You do not call into a radio station and tell them that you are an abused dude. You better call somebody
help,
else.
Man. What about that man?
Or call
help,
the
yo?
Damn abuse center. Don't call no damn show on a sports show at that. Nothing but dudes listen to the show.
Well, like I said, dude, he's looking for help any way he can. I mean, maybe
he
wasted
that phone call. He wasted that one because they ain't give him no kind of respect.
Still, you know, he'll be laughing at his ass off the air like I would be.
Yeah,
that bitch, nigga. I'm sorry. You know what? You're right. I'm wrong. I am not being responsible. I'm sorry. If you are in an abusive relationship, guys, please go seek help from somebody. Just don't call here. Because if you call up here, say, Jay, I got to tell you something. Yeah. Man, my wife whooped my ass last night. I'ma laugh my ass off.
You can call Momo B. You don't have to
call Momo.
Call Momo B.
I got some
advice for you.
Call Momo. And you better call her. And you know, it's best to talk to her because she used to be. Hey, look, your wife is taking after her ass, so she would understand. I know, baby. This is what Momo B would tell her.
Yes,
you would. You did.
Wrong. No, you got me. I wasn't just abusing people. You got me all wrong. You are mistaken. I was just walking in the house. That's not what I was doing.
She was like, yes, baby. Momo B, okay, you said I could call you. This is the explosion with Momo B. Who am I speaking to? My name is Ralph, and my wife been kicking my ass. She what? What did you do wrong? Every now and then, we got to whoop that ass just to get y'all in place. But next time, if you act right, you won't get your ass whooped, baby. That's my advice to you.
If she's just, some people are just mean, angry, and miserable, and I've seen it. I've seen women that actually abuse their
husbands. I know you have.
There's a difference there. You laughing and making it fun. But it's serious when you
nervous
to say something.
I'm being responsible.
You said the wrong thing, and you could get the crap slapped out of you just because you said something wrong. That's not true.
How many? Let me ask you a question. How many times did you slap the mess out your man? Just out of curiosity.
I can't answer that because it was so many times. I'm just saying I can't answer because I wasn't counting. I don't just slap people.
Oh, you know that many times.
No. I always had a reason for doing what I did, and the
reason
was Yes.
The reason was some real stuff.
Like, if you come for me, if you come acting all like the shower incident. I was in the shower minding my own business. I'm in the shower, so I'm not bothering nobody. So if you come in the bathroom where I'm at in my area during my time, and you rip the shower curtain open talking some bull, I'm like, what? I don't even understand what you're saying. I got soap all over, zest all upstairs, all of the things, all bubble all over the place. And you're going to come in invading my space talking crap? Yeah, I pulled the shower curtain right down and commenced to beating him. Why are you bothering me?
We never heard that story before.
Yes, you did. You did hear
no,
it. Because that's when I hit him in the head with a shower curtain rod, and he had to get 4 stitches in the forehead. He came home and told me about the 4 stitches in the forehead. I'm like, oh, he's like, look at this. That's all he could say was, look at this. I'm like, what? What is that? That's when you hit me in the head with the face of the shower curtain rod. I would have never hit you in the face with a shower curtain rod if you didn't rip the shower curtain open and talking to your crap. What are you doing? And that was after I hit him with the car. That was his response.
He was a car. I told you she's an abuser.
Yes, I did. No, I'm not an abuser. He abused my car, and that's why he got hit with it.
Yeah. How dare he mess up your front end of your car with his face? What the hell was he thinking about? Jesus Christ.
No, all I'm saying is I'm not the type of person who just walk around abusing people. You got to do something.
Yeah, you kicking ass for a reason. I'm with you, baby.
I'm a reactor.
I know.
I react.
What'd you say to me?
My mother always taught me, God rest her soul. My mother taught me, don't start.
Don't take no,
but you better
take
finish
no, don't
so
take no sizer off no dude.
Don't
that's what you taught you.
I don't start nothing. I never start. I'm not a starter, but I'm a finisher.
That's what I'm talking about. You're a closer. Get him, Momo. Thank you, Momo B, for that. Thank you.
Welcome.
That was very helpful to all those people out there who were listening.
Won't be none.
All right, Vanessa, baby. If a man puts his hand on you one time, just one time, y'all got to, you know, you spit in his face, he just went berserk and pow, hit you one time, but he said, baby, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to crack your lip like that. What would you, is it, look, why, he did what? Oh, hell no. So could you forgive him for that? Vanessa.
Yeah.
You could?
That's the answer? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hello.
Wow.
Why would you do it? Wait, Jay.
Yeah.
I put it on your Facebook page, actually. If I'm not married to him, I'm gone. Ain't no forgiveness with him. I'm just gone. I ain't got no time. I'm gone. If I am married to him, anybody can make a mistake. You got one time. Because after that one time, I'm going to poison him slowly. Or I'm going to thaw him with some grief. Or I'm going to run him over in the car and back up like the dentist did here in Houston.
Well, if you need some tips, you can just call Momo. She knows how to run people over.
You can't back up.
It won't even leave no marks.
You can't back up. Now, backing up is against the law. You're going to hit that.
Come on, the dentist office lady in Houston backed up. She backed up and she's still with the jail brother. She's backing up and going forward. But if I'm not married to him, like that girl in the elevator, I mean, I'm gone. Paula, I'm gone. I mean, I ain't got to forgive you. I'm gone.
But it was a mistake. It was a one-time mistake.
I've been married 32 years. Bobby and I have never had, my mama told Bobby, you got to put your hands on her, send her back home. But since I've been married 32 years, my mama gone on to see Jesus home. But long time ago, I think Bobby threw something at me, a phone, and I think I threw a glass or something at him. I think Bobby threw a phone at me, and I think I threw something back. And I got through crying because I was mad because I've never went home, I've never moved, I've never left in 32 years. But y'all, let me tell you something, and I said this at the nail shop yesterday. if he hits you one time, most likely, I'm not going to say yet, but most likely he's going to hit you again.
Yes.
The odds are he's going to hit you again.
Yes.
So anybody can make a mistake. And so
yes.
If I'm married for 32 years and Bobby hit me, I might, if my son-in-law or my brother don't come over here and whoop his behind. But the second time y'all, it's just, I'm going to hang him out to dry and I'm out.
Damn.
The first time, yes. But the second time, I'm out. But I got 32 years in it, y'all. It's a difference.
It really is a difference because 32 years with a person, you know the person. So if he ever hit her before and all of a sudden tomorrow he hit her, he is not his character. Obviously, he ain't did it in 32 years, so it's not his character. He did it.
But he could be developing that character.
You said the first time he hit me without forgiving. So the answer was yes. Like she said, it's not his character. The second time, if he was to hit me, that's when he's making a character, and that's when I'm out.
Yes. Even after 32 years.
After 32 years, I'd have to be gone. If he hit me a second time, I would have to be gone.
Yeah, of course.
Now, if he got Alzheimer's or some day, and he don't know no better, and he hit me,
he's
showing
himself now. He's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he's showing a pattern.
No, but check this out. That's another thing. If he didn't do it in 32 years, and it's probably something he always been wanting to do but never did it. So this is my thing. If he did it to me once, and he's like, oh, yeah, I finally got, and even if he said, I'm sorry, I know he's going to sleep, like, yes, finally. Like, this is a moment. He probably sees sparkles and stuff in his head, like, yes, finally, da-da-da-da. I finally did what I always wanted to do. And that's why you got to react accordingly. Because now, if he did it, and, okay, he never did it before, okay, he's sorry, so blah, blah, blah. But if he do it again, he's like, oh, yeah, I did it once. And now he's feeling himself jumping all around like, yeah, come say something now.
He won't. That's where I'm coming from.
And that's where you got to go. Like, you did it once, and I let you slide. Because I didn't think it was your character. I thought it was whatever. Maybe it was a reflex. I don't know what it is.
It was a reflex. Oh.
But now you want to try to do it again? No, boo. I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to show you something what I should have showed you a month ago. And here we go.
Yes.
Slice, 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 stab, stab. Boom. You run to LA. I don't know who you think I am. You got this all messed up.
Praise Mama. Mama gets it. I mean, it does make a difference when you got something in it. When you ain't got nothing, and people can't even say a children is in it, because I think a lot of times people have been slapped before and just said, oh, he loves me. It was an accident. But when they knock you out and then drag you with your butt hanging all off.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
right. She got a nice booty, though. I just wanted to say that. Sorry.
That disrespect, he's used to it, so she didn't think anything of it. Then she married him, he gonna really beat her down when you then lost contracts and millions. So, you know what? I just think that it depends on what you got in it. And children is not an excuse to me when you just got married. Children is not an excuse. But when you've been in it for years and years and years, you can give somebody a second chance.
But let me ask you this. But
that's
what if he's a multi-millionaire? Would that be an excuse?
Are you asking me?
No. No.
Oh, wait.
Okay. Yeah, he told me. It wouldn't be for me. Hey, baby.
No.
I know you had a...
No.
I know you slipped. You flinched. That's all right, baby.
No, all the money in the world can't let you belittle me and make me look like a penny. So all the millions you got...
Well, he didn't know nobody was watching.
And you beat me down.
That's like got trouble.
If you looked at the girl at the interview, the girl was looking down. She never looked up. When he whooped her down,
she had all this weave in her head
and all of these curls. Mm-hmm. And then when you saw her in front of the camera, she had this thin hair. He's breaking her down.
Hold on, wait a minute. See, how are you going to turn this into Ray Rice? This ain't about damn Ray Rice. This is about if Bonnie popped your ass one time.
I'm telling you, when men hit you or when women hit men, you're bringing them down.
Momo B, don't be looking down. She been kicking ass for a long time. She look people straight in their face. She done beat up boss's ass. She done beat up her damn baby's daddy.
Jay, you got it wrong. Jay, I'm not saying the abuser. I'm saying the abused man.
Oh, we've been kicking ass for a long time, boy.
But you don't know if the abused man is having bad dreams or if the abused man ain't calling a radio show saying he was abused. I mean, you don't know. I'm just saying,
and
Jay.
You know what? That's why I can talk, because I for some reason, thought it was okay to put my hands on my boss. That's not okay, and anybody should know that. I thought it was for some reason. When I did it, it seemed like a good idea. But he let me know the next day that it wasn't.
He said,
I like you. You know I like you. We've been working together for years, but I one thing I cannot tolerate is somebody putting hands on me. I know he wanted to say black biatch. I know what he wanted to say. Get the hell out of here.
Come on, Lord.
Yeah, get your ass out of here.
You know, if they at work is talking about it, so how could he let me just live? Everybody be kicking his ass next week.
Damn. Oh man, I can't breathe. All right.
I understand.
I bet you did. Hey, your services are no longer required. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. J-Rock, 347-501-272. Oh, my God.
Together, faced with all kinds of
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
And you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, so, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working!
Weather!
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J Rouse Show, Sugar. All right, folks, time to tell you what's coming up here on the TJRS Radio Network online radio at its best. And, of course, friends and family of the show, starting with tomorrow morning. Now, tomorrow morning, for the first time in the history of the Sirius side, the whole show will be NFL-based. That's right. You're listening to the Sirius side, or you will be listening to the Sirius side of the J. Ryle Show. 9 o'clock a.m., me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Princess Odia, and our dear friend Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. We're talking about the Adrian Peterson situation. We're talking about Roger Goodell, and we're talking about Ray Rice. All that is happening tomorrow, full day, Sirius side, NFL. I tell you, never happened in the history of the show, so it should be a good show. All right, Wednesday, that's coming up next Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. It is the J. Ryle Show, the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show, the Who's Who Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Me, Mr. L.A.S., Momo BZ, and the Heezy, Vanessa, Rich Sister, Miss Terry, and the gang will be in the house. Friday nights is Ladies First Radio with Marcy LaDonis, Dr. Princess Odilia, and Rich Sister, 7 o'clock p.m. That's a great show. Check it out before you go to the club. And, of course, every Saturday, it is the big show, J. Ryle, Mr. L.E.S., Momo BZ, Vanessa, Miss Terry, Rich Sister. It's the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show, which happens right now here on the TJRS Radio Network online radio at its best. Momo B, what's going on with you?
I don't know. I don't know because you know how I am. I'm a very, you know, everybody says, oh, Mumble B. When you think of Mumble B, you think of hard, rad, cool, whatever. But I'm a very emotional person. People don't know that about me. I am very emotional.
I just oh, I know that about you.
Baby.
But Grammy wouldn't do. You Grammy wouldn't do.
For real. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's why I don't watch the news, because the news affects my day. The news, when I watch the news, I'm like, oh my God. I tell you everything.
Okay,
so that's what okay. The first time when the closure went off the air is after the Trayvon Martin murder, and I couldn't understand what was going on. So now here we are, 2014. My earth is off the axis. So I don't even know about the explosion. I don't even feel like doing nothing. I don't feel like doing nothing. The only reason why I call into this show is because I want to uplift. I want to be preoccupied with something else for 2 hours out of my day, because I know as soon as I hang up, I'm going to go back to crying. And that's what's going on with me right now.
Well,
so I can't even say anything else about it.
Okay. Well, you can check out the old episodes of The Explosion. Just go look her up on Blog Talk Radio. You can check her out. It's a funny show. It really and truly is. If you like cursing, if you want to learn some new curse words, if you want to ask some curse words in your vocabulary, if you don't think you know them all, just listen to that damn show. You will get every last word in the English language. So I was listening to the explosion in my backyard, but my neighbors were like, what the hell's going on over there? And I had my speakers on, and boy, you can hear Momo BS cussing all the way down the street. So if you want to learn some new curse words, just tune into the explosion, and she'll
you
make
see,
sure you get
your this video. Is why I love this show. It always brings me up.
Yeah, well, yeah, we love you too, just cussing ass. Yeah, so all right, so anyway, Monday through Friday from 10 to 12, it is Kings in the Morning with my boy, Light Skin. the Custom Prince of Lenny Land.
Oh,
my God, Light Bright. Oh,
Jay.
Man, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis.
I got to call you, Jay, because I got to call you.
Okay, you. I'm doing the fight tonight, so I'll talk to you. to walk.
I call you to answer. I know you ain't gonna answer. You ain't gonna answer that. I already know. But I'm gonna send you a text. That's what I'm.
All right, well, all right, do that. All right, so yeah, so you can check that show out.
I'm mad.
I can't wait to get it. And we're there every Wednesday as well. And of course, you can check out Rich Sister over here on Blog Talk Radio. Thoughts for Vision. She's on. Just type it up. If you're listening on BTR Radio, just go in the top right hand corner and type Thoughts for Vision in, and you should be able to find her. And of course, our colleague Ernest is running Rewinds. You can check him out as well. All right, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle Show on a beautiful Saturday, Fight Night Saturday. Glad you guys are in the house, and it's a double feature Saturday. So let's get into the second QOD. The question of the day, part two. And the question of the day is: why can't ladies make the first move? Why can't you guys step up to the plate and ask the guy out? Why can't you take them to dinner? Why can't you put on the damn pants and run things? So that's it. 347-850-1273. QOD, the second QOD, the question of the day. Why can't ladies make the first move when it comes to trying to pick up a guy? Now, Mr. Elias, now, I didn't ask you your opinion on the other one, but because I figured the ladies would have enough to say, and they sure used the whole damn set. So now I'm asking you, on this particular question, Mr. Elias, why can't ladies make the first move?
Jay, I haven't been asked out by a woman before, so I had a woman hit on me, ask me, take me out. It's not
I'm not talking about the big girls, but I ain't talking about the weather girls. I'm talking about, like, regular girls.
I'm talking about a nice-looking young lady.
You're lying. Hey, okay. Yeah, whatever. Let me ask you something. Did she have a dog and a cane next to her ass?
Oh, my God.
Did she have some shades in the building?
You're an idiot. You're a complete idiot.
What, man?
Oh, man.
Come on, man. No fine-ass woman has came up to you and asked you to go out. You were dead. Did you have money hanging out your pocket? Did you have some gold chains? Because I'm going to tell you, ain't no damn way, Miss Delia.
You're right. Ain't no woman ever hit on me, Jay. You're right. No nicer woman ever hit on me.
Not no fine one.
Okay, you're right, Jay.
Ain't no fine one.
You remember my high school sweetheart?
Huh?
You remember my high school sweetheart?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't.
I introduced you. Okay. She introduced you to your high school's girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. What about her?
She hit on me. I didn't hit on her.
Man,
she hit on me.
I was there
first.
When that happened. She was a girl.
Boy, okay.
She was a high school.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right. But you just say no fine woman ever hit on me. I'm saying it happens, Jay. Whether you want to believe it or not,
she wasn't
brother,
a woman, she was a girl.
Okay. I've had women hit on me, Jay. I mean, I'm sorry, it happened.
So let me ask you this. So you're telling me that you have had a female that's asked you out on a date?
Yes.
Came up to you and said, so how did she say it then?
She said, she walked up and said, how you doing? I said, I'm good. And we were in the grocery store. And I walked off and I just kept shopping. And she said, hey, I'm just asking how you doing. I said, I'm good. She said, no, you don't understand that. How are you doing? I said, I'm doing good. And we just had a casual conversation. She said, hey, let's get together and go out sometime. I was like,
how much does she weigh? Did she weigh over 200 pounds?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
No,
all
she
right.
I can't. None of y'all.
Hey, what? No. He's talking like some fine ass Holly Berger walk up there and tell us some hay. Yeah, you a damn lie.
Hold on. Maybe she did.
I said, right?
Miss Elliott, so you know, fine ass woman walk up to you in no damn grocery store, tell her some, hey, you know, how you doing? So she said, no, how you doing? And you was like, I'm doing fine. So you kept walking and stuff. And so she said,
yeah,
so.
I was wondering how you doing. He said, I'm doing fine. Like, he's bothering him. And that's what I said. I'm bothering you. So they said,
don't lie.
He weighed over 200 pounds. He said, maybe she didn't.
I still don't understand what Momo is saying. What she saying?
Man. Oh. Hey, man, look, man. All right, so, okay, that's one.
No, pause. He said, oh, yeah. So why don't you tell us how this sister looks? Describe to us the sister so we can understand in full focus what was going on. He said,
okay,
so
she was brown-skinned. She was brown-skinned. She had shaggy hair. She was about 5'8", and she weighed about 160.
J-Rock, stop laughing.
What?
So, yes, the reason why you didn't have a cold shoulder is because you got a girl, and is that what it was? I got mine. I'm sorry, boo. Is that what you was doing?
Say what now?
I said, why were you giving her the cold shoulder? Because you got a girl, and you're like, okay, I'm
at the time, I was dating somebody else.
Okay, there it is. He was dating somebody
else.
That's
not why.
No,
she had. Hey, look, that's not what happened, Momo B. I'm telling you, he looked down and she had some sandals on.
Can't touch this.
I'm gonna have to agree. Because Michelle, even if you got a girl, the way you just described the situation, you were kind of rude.
He was running.
You were kind of rude.
Okay, Jay, I can't hear when you bust in like that.
I'm asking because the way you described it.
What was rude about that?
Because you said, I'm good, and then she got, you kept walking, and she's like, I'm just saying, how are you? And you're like, I'm good, biatch. Well, you saw her down how five, motherfucker.
I can pick your faces and go and make some gorilla cookies.
So I'm just trying to say there must have been something more to that, because if she was a fine, sexy mama, I'm sure it would have been differently. I'm not trying to say you would have hit it, but you wouldn't have just brushed her off like that. That was rude.
You
would have said it in a nice way. Yeah, hey, darling, I appreciate you. Appreciate me. But, I got a girl, and you know how y'all are. So I can't even mess with you right now. But let me get your number just in case things don't work out. And I'll keep you in my little dick.
That joke there,
and I might hit you up on a little occasion. I'm going to save you right under ass a sexy baby. You don't let stuff pass you by. You don't let it pass. Even me, I'm just saying, if I'm with somebody, I'm with somebody, but let me get your number, just in case.
Just in case. You ain't with them, Mo. You ain't with them, Momo, bitch.
No, what I'm trying to tell you, Miss Elliott, is nothing lasts forever. So if something should go on tomorrow, I need a backup plan. I got to try to be on a hunt. No.
Wow. So what you saying, if your man would have found that number that you had, it would have been okay for him to find that number.
Mr. Elliott, this is what I'm trying to tell you. If I would have took all the numbers that I could have took when I was with somebody, I wouldn't be alone now, boo. I would have my backup plan. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm not alone.
I'm not alone. I'm not saying you are, but I am.
Hold up. Can you tell me, like, 2 weeks ago you was riding instead of driving?
No, that's different. That's different.
No. Mama B, then you tell me. Then you tell us the next man that tapped that ass would be the last man that ever tapped that ass, and would never be another man to get that ass.
No, I said that if you're going to rewind shows, you will listen. I had one freebie left. And yes, I used it. So now the next person.
That's what you said, Frank. That's what you said.
No. Check it. He's cool and all that. But I have decided.
The next person
to
get that ass would have to marry you.
God.
That would be the last one. No more.
No.
You did kind of say that because I have a rewind already ready for that one.
Jay, let me tell you this, Jay.
Yes,
rewind and run it. That's all I say. Run it.
Okay, I got you.
I got it. We will continue this conversation.
There won't be no more.
Run it.
I don't know how old it was. We got an ass whooping.
No, run it.
Okay.
I'm going to help you find it because I know my number. And
I already have it.
12, and I cap off at 12. So I'm going to tell you this. I know I had one free one. You know how I know I had one free one?
Yes.
Because I was waiting to use it on Mr. Elias's ass, but that's how I know for sure. You know what? I was waiting to use it, but he found somebody. So I'm like, okay.
I
might as well use it while I still can.
Why is that expired? Oh, damn.
That's why I know what I'm talking about. This is my life, boo. It's my life. I live this. Y'all just spectators looking at what we're
doing. Hey, I got me some popcorn,
life,
too. So why can't you, okay, here we go. So why can't a female, Momo B, ask the guy out? Why can't a female take a guy out to dinner? Why can't a female play that role?
No, don't talk to me about that. Because I'll tell you something. I am the man in my relationship.
Oh, we know.
I play the man role.
Whooping ass. We know that already.
I play the man role. So I ain't got no problem asking nobody out. I ain't got no problem doing nothing. I'll pay. I'll ask. I'll do whatever. Because I'm me. I ain't got no problems. So that's question right there ain't the question for me because I ain't got no problem paying for nothing. I don't. I'll pay for a dinner. I don't care because what is it? It ain't nothing to me. $60-$70 on the dinner. Okay, cool. We chicken into the. I'm not that chick. I've never been that chick. I've never been a chick to be like, oh, I want him to pay. I'm not that broad. Never have been. I'm not.
You
like
call yourself a broad.
Okay. I'm not like that. No, I said I'm not. I'm not like that. If I'm feeling you, I'm pushing it. Yes, because you know,
real
once
good.
In a lifetime, once in a lifetime, I ain't gonna let nothing slip by me. I'm like, and that's how I got my baby daddy. And he had a girl, and I'm like, uh-oh, I don't care what he got. He ain't gonna have it for long. Because I know what I want. And when I want it, Mama, we gotta get it. And that's what it is.
Yeah, we know, baby. You want it, you gonna get it.
So my thing is, I have to play the role. I don't care about asking people out. I'm like, see somebody's fine over there. Let me take you out. Let me show you how Momo B get down. And everybody's like, okay, show me how Momo B get down.
I wish some chick would walk with me like that. Get your ass away from me. You two, look, you two, you run too hard for me. I said, come here, what's up? Can you see a female doing that, Mr. Elias? Hey, what's up, ho, bro, how you doing? Come here, you sexy thing. Oh, hell, who you talking to, me?
Come here.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Like, okay, you going to fall right for it, just like they all do.
Brazil, I'm not.
Come on over here. Yes,
when
you are.
When you all that crap, that's how
yes,
it was in
will.
Brazil. The women was chasing the men, and I'm talking about fine women.
Oh, that's
different. Dude, stop.
That's because you have a U.S. passport.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why.
You're right. That's why. That's the only reason why, Jay.
That was
the only reason why. You're right, Jay.
They were trying to get back to the U.S. of A.
That's
what you got here, boy. Hey, look, y'all went to luggage claim. I'm going to pick up my luggage. Boy, you would have saw her ass ever again.
You need to get that one, Bobby.
You point me in the direction of the ladies' room. The ladies' room. It's right over there, darling. It's right over there. You should have been trying to take ladies' room. You be sitting out there waiting for her to come out of it. Put on the disguise, different wigs. She 2 inches shorter.
Oh.
Out of there.
She be like Jason Bourne on your ass going through the damn back window. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
You had a U.S. passport. That's why that happened.
Was it?
Hey, look, that mean nothing.
Have you ever been over there, Jay?
No, I've never been there.
Have you ever been over there?
No.
Well, now you know.
I've had a lot of friends that go.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
I have.
You better not go.
How many friends you got to bring them back? How many friends you got to bring them back?
I know a lot of guys try to bring them back.
That what?
That tries to bring them back. I also know a lot of them got left, too.
You know that brought one back.
I know. Let me tell you something. This doctor, he was over there, man, doing this. She was 25. He was about 60. And he thought that she was in love with his ass. Boy, as soon as they touched JFK, her ass was like the roadrunner. Beep, beep. Boom, she was gone.
That was a
couldn't find her ass. Look. Hey, ask Vanessa. They don't fly over there. Y'all don't fly to Brazil, do you, Vanessa?
We fly.
Y'all do what?
Do
it. Uh-oh. Vanessa, the new Dr. Princess of Dia. Brazil.
I'm here.
Okay. Do y'all fly to Brazil?
I'm here.
No, they don't fly to Brazil. No, they don't.
Y'all fly
where? Hey, y'all need it. Yeah, they need to give you a damn raise because you can buy you a damn phone. But that mess is raggedy. That mess is raggedy. All right. While she fixes that, we'll be right back after this. Jesus Christ.
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
I'm sitting here in my bed. I've been thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life. And we both know that's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I wanna discover. It's love, it lasts a lifetime. Deep in my heart, I know, baby. It's love, it lasts forever. It'll just stop the show.
Hearts can hear. I need you here by 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
It is Saturday.
Can you make my hair look like this?
Man, what you want to make your hair look like that for? Well, I like the way you wear your hair. Wearing natural, that's good, man. You know, I wish more of the young children today would wear their hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. That's right. You ain't never seen Dr. Martin Luther King with no messy jerry curl on his head. Ain't that right?
Amen.
That guy ain't come walk around like that. You know, sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once.
You lying. You ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I walk down the street, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, it's Dr. Martin Luther King. I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. No, he did not.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is Saturday.
Damn right it is. Super Saturday. Fight Night Saturday. J. Ryle Show. As we begin to wind down, my boy Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. Fight Night Party scheduled. How's it going so far, partner?
Man, I need to get in the damn shower, man. Hell.
Ooh,
I know that
I smell that ass all the way from here. Momo Beasley
I'm
is
glad
in the
you can.
Corner,
I'm glad,
baby.
I'm glad you can smell a man's ass.
Well, your ass stinks. You can smell it. I don't give you a damn. I don't care what the hell you got going on. Mm-hmm. All right, Momo Beasley is in the heezy. Hey, baby. All righty. Vanessa's in the house, I think. Hello, Vanessa.
House. Am I in the house?
You in the house. You in the house.
Hello. I don't know what is going
on. Hello. How you doing? But Shelly, I should have brought me one of these things, bro, that tracks everything that I do, one of those little fitness bands that everybody has now. It's pretty damn cool.
Is it still on zero?
That was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good one. Hey, you know what, bro? That was a good one, man.
Why would I like to throw some hot grease on you?
I just asked a question, dog. That's all I did. I just asked
a
question, man.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I bought it. Okay, check this out. I bought it yesterday. Let me tell you where I'm at so far. I bought it yesterday. So far, I have walked 4,408 steps.
You lying.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
You might have walked 4 steps. You walked 4 steps before.
I've burnt 124.2 calories.
Mm-hmm.
I've walked a
maybe,
mile.
Maybe 1.2 calories.
A mile and a half. I've walked a mile and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
And well, I'm just telling you what it says. And
100 calories is a candy bar.
Right.
Hold up. It is saying, hold up. Nobody asked you nothing. I'm just telling you what it's saying. And I've had 43 minutes of activity. The hell with y'all.
It's nice.
How about that?
It's nice what you're saying, but the truth is, just like Vanessa said, when you equate it to food, you really see like you ain't really doing nothing. You ain't really
doing nothing. Well, thank you, for really raining on my damn spirit with your sorry ass. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting that out there. I just want you to understand, because a lot of people be like, oh, very good, Jay. Very good. Very good. But if you eat more than what you burn in, then why talk about it?
How many calories have you intake? 1,268.3?
I
got 12,000 calories, but I burned 124.
Yeah, Jay, you look like a fool.
I mean, shut up.
I'm just saying, Jay, for real. No, Jay, for real. That is really true. So you got to realize, once you start burning calories and you want to count calories that you burn, you need to count the calories you intake in, because if you intake in more than you burn it, then there's no point of saying it. You might as well shut the duck up. Hello? I'm just saying. You know, Momo B keeps it real. Momo B keeps it real.
Y'all keep talking. We may have a damn scoundrel on the other line. Hold on for a second. Vanessa, answer the damn question, please. Can a woman take a man out? Can't she do those things, Vanessa?
No.
I think a woman should. I think a woman should, to show him that you don't have to feed me because you're not getting nothing.
and this is how I want you to treat me, and this is how I want you to feed me. So I'm going to take you to a movie. I'm going to take you to a nice restaurant because I want you to see how to treat me. And when I met Bobby, I made the first move. I said, hi, can you, because he was on a motorcycle, can you take me for a motorcycle ride? I'm like, Momo, I'm going to go after what I want, and I got it.
That's right.
Well, you're the older edition of an ass, so I mean, it's like, come on, you act like that's a secret or something.
I mean, I'm just saying, you show men, okay, Mr. Elias posted today that the way you treat your mother, a man treats his mother, is the way he will treat you. So I'm going to show you how to treat me. Bobby is showing Melvin how to treat Jessica. He's watching how Bobby treats me.
Right.
You get that, Jay?
You get it, Jay?
Elias said it today. He said it today. And I think a woman should take a man out. Let me pull out my credit card. Let me show you valet parking. So you gonna have me walking from down the end of the street trying to save $2?
Yes. You know what, Vanessa? They didn't understand what you want and what you expect. And
he gonna cut me off. He ain't like it. Okay.
What do you mean he's gonna cut you off? Hey, look, the show is for the peeps, damn it. It ain't all for your ass. 347-850-1.
That's okay, but I told your ass, and you just didn't like it.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna deal with you after this phone call.
Tell him,
all right,
Elias.
Tell him, who do we have on the line, my brother?
I can't remember her name right now, man.
Oh, that was real great, Mr. Elias. Welcome. Who are we talking to? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Michael. I'm calling from Fredericksburg, Maryland.
How are you doing? What's your name again?
Michael.
Michael? Okay,
yes.
Hey. Oh, no
how
problem.
Old are you, Michael?
Yeah, how old are you, Michael?
Going on? I'm currently sitting here with a freaking broken leg.
You have a broken leg? What happened to you?
My girl karate chopped it, but I forgive her.
Your girl karate chopped you and you forget. So you are, now let me ask you something, Michael. Now,
yes.
And Michael, now you are you're a guy, right?
No.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a male.
He is.
No.
You're a male. Okay, Michael. All right, so Michael, your woman, so what happened to you, man? What happened? Talk to me, man. What happened?
A girl wanted me to meet her parents.
Right.
Yes. So on the way there, she was driving because, you know, I have a broken leg.
Yeah.
After we met her parents, we got in the car. She, like, said I did a bad job, like, karate chopped me and my broken, and karate chopped me and my cast, you know. Cast is kind of soft.
Okay, so, So which QOD would you like to answer, Michael? The first QOD, which is the... if a man hits a woman... So let's say that your girl, she karate chopped your leg, and you just smacked her ass. Should she have forgiven you for smacking her after she karate chopped your leg?
Oh, I didn't smack her.
But if you did, should she forgive you? Or has she been kicking your ass all this time, Michael?
Yeah, she'd be kicking my butt if I did some crap like that, man.
Oh, Michael.
If I karate chopped her, then she would kick my butt.
How old is Michael? Did he say his age?
Michael, how old are you?
For her dad works for the police, so if I smack the S out of her, then, yeah.
He said the S.
Okay.
Her dad is a man of the law. I would not be here. I'd be in for 25 years.
Okay. Well, hey, Michael, we appreciate you listening. Thank you for sharing that story. And, man, we hope
you
get well soon, Michael, okay? Keep your leg up, man. That's what you got to do. You got to keep it up so the blood won't mess it up.
Elevated.
Okay?
Keep it elevated
over my chest.
Yeah, keep
that.
It elevated, Michael.
And
when you call in next time, Mike,
over your chest and call us when you get a heart. And
leave her. Be quiet. Anyway, Michael, listen, when you call back, if you call back again, we want you to give us your report card stuff now. Stay in school, all right?
Don't be a fool.
I'm actually not in school right now because I'm a dropout, a high school dropout.
Mike, I tell you what, Mike, you hold on. We have to talk to you because that is the wrong. Matter of fact, we'll talk to you right now. Why did you drop out of high school?
Because, you know, man, in the place I'm at, high school,
yes,
it's just like too much. No, Daniel. The reason why I dropped out, because, you know, where I'm at, it's
yes,
like a trash city. So, yeah, the college.
But that's no excuse. Michael, listen to me, Michael. Listen to me. I'm being serious with you now. That's no excuse for you to fall out of high school, my friend, because if it's a trash city,
no,
you're not preparing yourself, Michael, to get to a city that has any type of potential because you are a high school dropout. You have to get back in school,
well,
my friend. Do you have your GED?
Dude, listen, the person...
I'm listening.
I was in high school. I was getting choked by... Sorry if this is offensive, but I was getting choked out and thrown into a locker by an African-American.
Oh, my God.
See, that's a problem.
And he was going to be in the same class as me, in the same college, in the same class. He even chopped my thing off.
What thing?
Michael, you hold on. You hold on, Michael, because Michael sounds like, okay, Mr. Elias, we'll talk to Michael off the air, because, you know, when
y'all
kids say they drop out.
Maybe not you, J-Rob. Elias,
why not me? Why? You think I'm going to give him some bad advice? Do you want to talk to Michael
I'm
off
saying,
the air?
No. I ain't got no words for Michael, punk ass.
What
but
about you, Mama Vanessa? Would
you
like to talk to?
Wait, y'all, let me talk. Wait, please.
Yes, Mama.
Michael, are you there?
No, we put Michael on hold. We're going to talk to Michael off the air.
Michael's on hold. Talk to Michael.
Michael is not being a punk, Mama. Michael is being one of the children that's beat up and abused at school, and therefore he's also being beat up and abused. He's being bullied, Mama. He's not being a punk. He's one of the children that's being bullied.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Michael needs help. He don't need to call into this show, of course.
Okay, so what we need to do is somebody needs to Google and real quick because I'm not on the... Wait, y'all. This show is about laughing, and it is about having fun, but this show is also to help someone who calls in. This kid called into the show.
That's right.
Well,
that's
the thing. Don't get me. Get him.
No, he needs
he's on hold.
A crisis hotline.
Yes, so he's on hold now waiting. So
anybody on a computer where they can Google
up
the phone number, let me get to it.
You do that, Vanessa. You do that. You help Michael.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
you were talking crap. Like you said, so what if a guy called in that was an abusive guy? That's not the advice to give him, J-Rob. You are a hypocrite. Because Michael needs help.
Michael,
and we're
going to
give Michael help.
He ain't getting help on the show, not right now. He needs help.
Why not?
So he's still on hold.
Why not? What if a guy that was out there getting beat up? Yeah. Let me look it up.
Jack, he's on hold, right?
He's on hold.
Vanessa,
now, Vanessa,
Google,
he's on hold. So when you get the information.
Is help Michael.
All right. Hold on, Momo B. So Vanessa, when you get it, let me know. I'm going to put you in the room with Michael off the air so you can talk to Michael.
I want to talk to him. I do.
No, I know you do. I want you to talk to him. So I'm going to, as soon as you let me know, I'm going to let you talk to Michael.
Okay, did he say he was in Maryland or Baltimore? What did he say he was?
He's
Maryland,
in Maryland.
Crisis Hotline. Okay.
Okay, what? You ready to talk to Michael?
I'm keying it in so I can get the phone number. Here it is right here, 24-hour Maryland Hotline Crisis Intervention. Okay.
You scared Michael away. Michael hung up. Michael's gone. Michael said, you know what? All these old-ass people talking about me,
I called it to the show. Check this out. I'm sure that if he know the show, he called into the show, he know the archives, so Vanessa still get the information, and you can still say it. He could, if he really want help, he'll say...
Yeah, dial that phone number.
Because he hung up. So, Vanessa, get the number and just...
Say it on the air.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Hey,
Michael, if you can hear me,
The Maryland hotline is 410-752-2272. The suicide line is 410-521-3800. And Michael, I don't know if you know how to pray, and it doesn't matter if you do or you don't, but just ask God to lead you to a better place in your life, because you sound like you need some help. And if you don't want to be bothered with people that's bullying you or you don't know what to do, please just get your GED online. Some kind of education to help you to get out of that city is what you need, sweetheart. So God be with you, and dial those numbers so you can call and talk to these people 24 hours a day. The 24-hour hotline number is 1-866-411-6803. That number is 24 hours a day. It's a crisis intervention hotline, 1-866-411-6803. God bless you, Michael.
All right, we'll be back after this.
And anybody else who need to call that number, feel free to dial it.
Wow, wow, hallelujah.
Refreshing, thirst quenching, chill kind of average. An oldie but goodie, but it could never be the average. Guzzle it, sip it, let it flow, you know the seas. We're gonna have a hell of a time with drinks like these.
Still in love with me.
Still with
I'm
me.
Just where you need to be.
I can't live.
listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
All right, folks, it's been a hell of a show today. I think that we're only hours away from the fight, of course. Mr. Elias, I know you're going with. You're going with Mayweather, of course. And listen, seriously, you know, when people, you never know who listens to the show. I mean, that kid, man, got karate chops. Oh, my God, okay. All right, time for our final thoughts. And Vanessa, you are up first, my dear.
Interesting show, and all I got to say is that call really disturbed me because, and Mama, no offense, I just think that when people call in, they're calling in not necessarily to make other people laugh, but because they feel like they can call us and get something. And I would never call anybody, especially a child, punk ass because he's getting abused at school. Because there's a lot of bullying going on, and that call upset me because this child was crying out to help. He might have called the wrong phone number, trust me, but he was crying out for help. The young lady who's beating him up and bullying him, daddy works for the police department. He's in Washington, that's got the highest crime in the nation, sitting over there with all the black people. And so I just think that we need to have phone numbers accessed to us so that we can give people a phone number if they need it. Not if somebody passed away or not if somebody's having childbirth, but a child who called in because he's getting his ass whooped repeatedly. We need to help people and not just here to make people laugh. I mean, that child was calling out for help.
I agree.
So that upset me. So may God bless Michael and forgive me if I offended anybody, but I meant what I said. We need to help people as well as make people laugh.
I agree. Golf clap for you. All
shut
right.
Up. Shut up. I am so upset.
Fine.
That call upset me.
I can tell. Thank you very much. You did the right thing. All righty. All right, Momo BZ, final thoughts.
My final thought is, no, I wasn't offended. I said what I said, and Momo B says what the hell she say, and that's it. My thing is, if we, us, the TJRS Network, is opening up these conversations and inviting people to call in, then we, TJRS Network, need to have numbers for these people to call. We're
right.
Not no counselors. I'm not a counselor. Vanessa's not a counselor. Jay Bowles not a counselor. Miss Elias is not a counselor. So at least when people call in to the show, give them a number. If you valid, give them a number. And that's why I said, Vanessa, get the number. Get the number. And that's what it is. So I'm going to tell you something. Momo B on Explosion, I do shows all the time. I'm not a counselor. I'm a pop crack all day. That's what I do. But if I wanted to open my show up to people who need help, I would think that I would have numbers for them to call. So, Jay, if you want people to call in about domestic abuse, whether it be women or men or whoever it is, I think from now going forward, you should at least have a number for them to call. I think that's what should be implemented in the show. Have a number. Whatever you're doing the topic on, always just have a number, just in case. Because people call in all the time. But we're not experts. So have a number for them to call. That will make the show 10 times better. That's
it. I see how you're trying to turn that, try to put that back on me. But okay, yeah, fine. I have the number, Momo.
I'm not trying to put nothing on nobody.
Jay,
I'm just saying what's real.
Jay, have your ass a number.
No,
the reason
no,
why this
no,
ain't right because
no,
you need to have the number
no,
ready.
I'm not trying to put nobody. I'm just saying if you want to help somebody, I can't help them. I'm an expert. You can't help them. You're not an expert. Just have somebody to call for real. Just have somebody.
Okay.
I don't know who the hell keeps thinking they're an expert around here, but whatever.
I think I won.
Have somebody number ready
me on that,
for
okay.
them to call. Have a number ready in their area so they can call up somebody and say, hey,
right.
My name is whatever, I live wherever, and I need help. That's it.
All right.
That's all. Ain't no need to fight.
Okay.
Ain't no need to fuss. That's what it is.
All righty. I'm with you. Okay. So now, just to close it out, once again, we appreciate everybody who listens to the show. You never know who the show reaches, and I agree with the ladies.
Angry up,
And I agree. I think that, you know, first of all, you don't know who's calling in. I think that as long as we have internet access and we can get to it, I think we got to it in a timely manner. Number got out to him. My thing is, a young man is talking about he's in a dumpy city and he has no education. You know, he's not going to get anywhere. So, I mean, come on. Let's get real about that. So, all right. So, anyway, enjoy your weekend. Tomorrow, serious side, it's all NFL. I'm telling you, you need to tune in. It's going to be a great show. And
yeah,
I have some opinions, and I'm going to piss some people off.
No, Jay, when you're talking about serious side tomorrow, you want everybody to call them about the opinion of this and that and this and that and domestic violence and this. Have some numbers ready. If people should call in a situation and they talk,
I will.
Have some numbers ready.
I took your advice last time. I got it. I will have numbers ready and prepared so someone calls in that has a situation similar to what we just experienced. All right, so for Mr. L.E.S., Bobo, BZ, and Naheezy, and Vanessa, you guys enjoy the fight tonight. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday. God bless people. Peace.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.